really sad news overnight that Dr. Bruce Reid, who's been an institution at the Essendon Football Club, he's been sick for quite a while. So joined Essendon in 1982. He worked at Richmond when Sheeds was there between 76, 79, played in a couple of VFA premierships in the late 60s, but unfortunately lost his battle with cancer at 74 last night.
Yeah, it's sad news for everyone, you know, Judy and the family and the kids. He's had a long battle, but it's kind of hard to get my head around. I've known about it for a number of days and the struggles that he's had and being at home under care from Judy and the family. But, you know, only 12, 14 weeks ago, probably a bit longer, that played golf with him or saw him, and he's in great spirits. He's in really positive about his treatment. And then all of a sudden, because of circumstances, you know, myself and I guess a lot of the other boys haven't been able to see him. He wasn't, you know, up in the hub. He had to step away from football because of this. And, you know, the footy club was one place, almost like his sanctuary. He loved the footy club, you know, never wanted to let it go. You know the club almost had to say, you need to step back because we need to make a transition phase. But that's how much he loved the club and the boys and been there for a very long time. But the point is that now he's, you know, been in isolation for the past 3 or 4 months. No one's been able to see him. And you know, as I said, the last time I saw him, he's in really good spirits, and then all of a sudden he's gone. So it's hard to get your head around. And, you know, the man he was and the impact he had, not only on people at the footy club and obviously in his job, and the impact he's had on everyone's life has been immense. And then the battles he went through with Asada and that was kind of indicative of who he was, to put up a fight and do what he thought was right, and came out at the end of it, you know, reasonably good and pretty happy with the results. But his impact on everyone's life at the footy club has been immense, and inducted in the Hall of Fame in the last legend status. So yeah, it's such a sad day, and what a wonderful man he is and was. And then sadly, you know, because of circumstances, the funeral, and then to be able to celebrate his life is, we can't do it.
Yeah, it's so hard for people that have lost loved ones this year, that part of it as well. And, I mean, he just wasn't the club doctor, was he? He was so many players' family doctor.
No, that's right. So that's the thing for footballers anyway, that when we come out of football, all we know is, you know, the people we've been involved with, and he and, you know, even now I can lean on the guys at the St Kilda doctors back in the day as well. So Ian Stone and Tim Barber, but you know they're your doctors and GPs for the rest of your life. And Reedy was not only, you know, the club doctor, our GP, our family. So had it impact. Sorry.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Yeah, it's really hard. You obviously built up a pretty special relationship with him too.
Yeah, we did. We for about 4 years lived around the corner from one another. So
yeah, it's tough. It's tough. We'll move on. It's obviously difficult for you to speak with. And our best love and wishes to the family. His son Woody used to work at Fox Footy, and he worked at the Essendon Football Club as well. So best wishes to Dr. Bruce Reid and everyone at the Essendon Football Club that worked really closely with Bruce, and as we say, unfortunately lost his battle with cancer.